Unfortunately, somehow in cyberspace, I lost an earlier copy of this talk, which is about Srila Prabhupada's arrival to Boston 43 years ago, September 17th, 1965. It was really a wonderful and historic event. Unfortunately, history is at least the recorded history is subject to the evaluation of historians, whether they think something is valuable or not valuable, important, whether they, how they value a person in terms of their concept of history. And let's see what happens 5,000 years from now when Krishna consciousness is at their peak. Maybe historians will have been sufficiently educated and Krishna conscious to have recognized the immense importance of Srila Prabhupada's appearance, not just to Vaishnavas, because Bhaktya Mama Vijanati, Vaishnavas are the ones who can really appreciate Vaishnavas, but to the world, whether people had direct contact with Srila Prabhupada or not, the presence and association of a Mahabhagwat who appeared in the Western world, who traveled the world, and his lotus feet touched the earth a dozen times in almost all of its countries, we can only imagine or positively speculate about the extraordinary effect that had in both increasing the level of people's spiritual awareness as well as freeing the world from horrible calamities that came as a result of their sinful reactions. After all, Srila Prabhupada's presence removed the results of the many sins that people of the modern day are famous for, renowned for. That history will certainly record. And the historical record of Srila Prabhupada's arrival is a beautiful poem Srila Prabhupada wrote, Markini Bhagavad Dharma, which records Srila Prabhupada's mission, his great faith and devotion in the potency of the holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam, and his full dependence upon Krishna, concluding with how he feels helpless and is just like a puppet and is wanting Krishna to make him dance in his hands. I'm looking at the Bengali original that Srila Prabhupada wrote in Bengali script of it, at the top of which Prabhupada is calculating how many miles the ship travels in a period of 3 days. And let's hear this wonderful prayer of Srila Prabhupada and meditate on how important a historical event this day really was. Last night I read the excerpts from Srila Prabhupada's diary from the time that he set off his Jaladuta diary till the time that he arrived. And it concludes with this poem, Markini Bhagavat Dharma. Baro kripa koile Krishna adamera prati ki lagiya nilita koro ebe gati ache kichu karja tabe e anu mane nahe keno ani ben e yukrastane rajastamo gune era shabai achana Vasudeva kata ruchina se prasan tabe jabi taba kripa hoya hoy tuki sakaliye sambhava hoy tumi se kautuki ki bhave bujale tara buje se rasa ete kripa koro Prabhu Korini Jabasa Tomara Ichaya Saba Hoy Maya Basa Tomara Ichaya Nasa Mayara Parasa Taba Icha Hoye Jadi Tadira Udhara Bhujibe nishchaitave kata seto mara Bhagavate rakata shetaba avatara Dirahaine shune jadikane barabara Then Srila Prabhupada quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, which I'll come back to after. Rajastamau hati tabe paevi nishtara Vriddaye rabadrasa guchi betahara Ki kore bhuja boka tabaro se chahi Kudra amidi nahi nakono sakti nahi Tache necho prabhu kata bolivare Je tomara iccha prabhu koro evare Akila jagat guru bachanase amar Alankrita koribare kamata tomara Tava kripa hale mora kata shudha habe Shuni asha bara shoka dukkha ye guchibe Ani acho yadi prabho amara nachate Nachao nachao prabhu nachao shemate Kashtira putalija tana chao shemate Bhaktinai bedanai namiva kubdaro Bhaktivedanta namib sharta kakoro And then translated Srila Prabhupada writes, My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business here, otherwise why would you bring me to this terrible place? Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I'm simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore if you like by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation, and if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception, then he will be able to understand your message. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma Supersoul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his message, which are in themselves virtuous, when properly heard and chanted. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord, who sprayed with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. At the time loving service is established in the heart, the modes of passion and ignorance and lust and desire disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes happy. Thus established in the mode of goodness, the man rejuvenated by loving service to the Lord gains liberation from material association and comes to know scientifically of the personality of Godhead. Thus the knots of the heart and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as a master. And now Prabhupada continues. He will become liberated from the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore I am seeking your benediction, so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or a failure as you like. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message, so if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your cosmic mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel engladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance, make me dance. O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. Beautiful. A beautiful meditation for us to remember what the wonderful gift Srila Prabhupada gave us, how much he sacrificed in order that we can have it, and for us to reflect on that, are we really taking full advantage of the gift that Srila Prabhupada gave us after all? That's the duty of someone who has been gifted something, that you don't squander what has been given. Hare Krishna.